Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, and I want to thank everyone, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. And, you know, right now we've been interviewing at our partner accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. I love Gray, Gray & Gray. It's great coming here. I don't know if you've ever been to their offices in Canton. Beautiful offices, friendly people, talented people too, just like my co-host, Rich Hershen.
Thank you for that introduction. I think we're very friendly, talented, great offices, and really happy that Radio Entrepreneurs is here for the week.
You know, every time I come here, Rich, it's true. Everyone I meet in the halls, they want to help you.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's part of our culture to help people and
right.
Be helpful to others.
Beyond the numbers.
Yes, we go beyond the numbers, helping our clients and coworkers.
I like that tagline. Always liked it. Our next guest, she's now a serial guest. Would we say that, Jenny?
I would say that, yes.
Jenny Hudson of Merrimack Media. And there's always something new with Jenny when she shows up. So she's a true entrepreneur.
Right. And the newest thing is that I have a new last name, and it's Pivor, because I got married in March.
Oh, wow. So, right? Congratulations.
See? Yeah.
Oh, there's the ring.
Yep.
Pivor.
Fabulous.
Okay. Well, congratulations to Mr. Pivor.
Oh, thank you.
If it's a mister.
It's a mister, yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So. And he's not a publisher, too?
No, he's a dentist.
He's a dentist.
Well, that's handy.
That's good.
Yeah, it is handy, yeah.
Right. Handy around the mouth. So tell us about your current ventures, besides getting married.
Well, things are really popping at Merrimack Media. We have 4 books that just came out, and some of them are fiction. Of course, we do a lot of fiction for authors who want to get their books out there, and we help them develop it from the very start, from editing all the way through book layout and design through promotion, which includes websites and social media and book trailers, the whole thing. And so that's for authors. But the other thing is that we do help business people get their books out, and it's a very validating piece of collateral that you can hand a client, and it's a very nice business card to give someone your book, and all of a sudden it confirms that you are the expert. It helps you connect with people in a different way. It helps people get to know you in a personal way and want to do business with you. So that's, you know, all the reasons a business person would want to do it. So to help people, we have a Talk Your Book program, and they can do it in a weekend, and we interview them, transcribe it, edit it, and get them an ebook and a paperback if they would like. That's a lot.
Wait a second. I gotta figure this one out. Is this for someone who already has a book or someone who wants to write a book?
Both. So if
they can do it in 2 days.
Yeah, if you don't have a book. I mean, not a novel for sure, but you know, if you don't have a book and you are business person or a coach or a, you know, some sort of an expert in your field, and you have main points, say, you know, things that people ask you, people want to know, or, you know, your points about how you help people succeed and, you know, what you bring to the table and what that can do. So we can interview you on all those points. And, you know, we'll have a good talk about it first, of course, and figure out what your goals are, who your market is, what, you know, the main thrust of your book is going to be, and then do an interview and transcribe it and edit it, so you'll come out of it with enough to start a short ebook in a weekend. Absolutely. I've done
so
it.
So it's the yep. Interviewing is the weekend, but there's some preparation and a lot of thought that I would imagine needs to be put into that before the weekend.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're the person who is writing the book, you've got years of expertise going into the, you know, that weekend.
Right.
So, but for us, it is basically sitting down with you and extracting the key points. And then, you know, this isn't, you know, like a long treatise, but it could be, you know, on several sessions, but it's a start. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I was looking at your website, and it sounds like your mother is very influential in or motivational in getting the company started. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Wait a second. Your mother wasn't influential?
My mother was, but I was researching her guest.
I just
maybe you haven't heard of that. And
his mother wasn't influential.
Well, yeah. You should watch the video on her website, and you'll see that she was
You're
very
right. I'm not doing videos about my mother.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I never thought she was influential in any way. In fact, I was the kind of kid who didn't want to be like my parents, and it turned out I'm just like them, right. You know, which is really weird.
Well, that's typical, too.
Yeah, it is typical. But my mother was a pretty smart lady, and when I was a kid, I came home from school. I was probably 10, and I was down in the dumps, and she said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "You know, these girls started a club and didn't invite me." And my mother said, "Start your own club." And I said, "Well, you know, nobody would come. It wouldn't be cool, blah, 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 blah." And, you know, long story short, they came and my mother called the newspaper. And we made these little doggies to give to an orphanage at the meeting. And my mother called the newspaper. We had a full-page spread in the paper. And we went into school the next day after it ran, and we were the cool club, and so that was neat. And I forgot all about it. So years later, when I had my first novel with an agent, and then he threw it back and said, "We only are going to use authors who have been published before." And so I thought, oh man, you know, I'm halfway through my second novel. Do I want to start looking for another agent? And I decided that since I was a web designer at the time, and I had the skills, graphic design skills, to paginate a book, I thought, no, I'm going to do this myself. And all of a sudden, I remembered what my mother said, which was, start your
own. Do it on your own.
Start your own club. And I remember that. And I remember that my mother knew how to make it happen. Now, she's been gone for years. And, you know, I wish she was still around so I could share that with her. But it is, you know, I think about it. And so I tell that story to authors to empower them, because people are always waiting for someone to validate them. And the thing about self-publishing is you can validate yourself, you know?
Well, I think it's also interesting how simple messages from your childhood can set a pattern for life.
Right.
Because here you are not only creating a club for yourself today, but creating clubs for others and showing other people how to create their own clubs, all from a singular message that affected your life as a child.
That's right. It's a butterfly effect or whatever that is, you know. But it's true. I've published over 60 books, and I have a meetup with nearly 500 people in it, and we run programs. And people are always saying to me that, you know, it's made such a difference for them because, you know, they connect with people and, you know, they enjoy the programs. And, you know, it's because of my mom. I mean, who knew, right?
Well, one message had that kind of effect.
Yeah, one message. Yeah, that's right, Jeff. Yeah.
That's a great
true.
Message. It's very powerful.
It is very powerful.
And makes
you know what
cry.
I've been I've started a lot of clubs in my life, and
you have.
Yeah, and I think that's part of being an entrepreneur. You know, you just don't accept that you want to necessarily go into something that's pre-existing. You want to create something of your own. It's the essence of entrepreneurship.
Or like it's a whole Woody Allen thing, you can't get into the club that you want, so you know, start your own, right? But the trick is you have to believe in yourself. You can't doubt yourself. You have to believe it.
And you're willing to take a risk.
Yes.
You're willing to take a risk. You're willing to fail. Or or status quo is not acceptable. You know, there's a lot of complications and layers to entrepreneurship. But yours, it goes back to your mother.
I know. And who knew, right? I mean, who knew when I was 10 that, you know, she was laying seeds. And it's interesting, though, because my father ran a home improvement business, and he made me work on weekends, and I hated it. I used to fight with him when I was a teenager. You know, I wanted to go out and play with my friends, and he said, "No, you have to work." And I said, "Oh my God!" But then when I learned, I realized I'd learned all the skills that I needed to set up an office and all that stuff. And you know, I learned all that from being in his office.
You know, there's so many people on the internet who say that they publish now.
Yeah.
So if I were to, you know, you saw my book on the floor. You made a comment about my book, and there's a second edition coming
out. And I enjoyed your book.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet. That's very nice of you.
I did.
She's the one, huh?
Chris loved that one.
I read it, Jeff. Okay. I did. You know.
He's the one. She's the one. Let's say I were to publish it with you.
Yeah.
Like after I was done, what would I say makes you so special versus all the other people out there doing what you do? Your unique selling proposition.
Oh, my unique selling proposition is that, and this is what I tell people, that I'm small enough to be really personal with people and give them, you know, like one-to-one service, and I'm accessible and I have people who are accessible to them, but I'm big enough to give them all the services that they need to get out there, to get on Amazon, to get distribution, to get, you know, the social media programs that they want. So, you know, it's customer service, and the prices are competitive. So there's like no downside.
And before you go, you've published some new books yourself, correct?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell us about some of your new books?
Okay, so, well, I have my own book that I'm doing as part of a website that I do with my husband, which is lovingboston.com. And this is just for fun. And we shoot a lot of photographs of Boston because we love it and think it's gorgeous. And I converted a lot of them into line drawings. And this is a coloring book called the official Loving Boston coloring book. And it's got some lovely drawings for people to color, which is fun. And besides that, I've got a book out just this week by an ex-CIA agent, Jim Zafras. It's a spy novel called Bridegroom. And I've got a book coming out next week called The Cure, on how to cure vampirism. It's a really hilarious novel, third novel by Lauren Schechter. Really terrific. And I have another book coming up, South Boston on Parade, which is the history of this St. Patrick's Day Parade and the Evacuation Day Parade in South Boston by the South Boston Historical Society. So those are a few that are out.
A few things going on, huh?
A few things going on. Not to mention the trip to Dublin. So,
since you brought it up, tell us about the retreat that Merrimack Media is sponsoring in Dublin.
Well, as I mentioned, authors can, work with us in any way, but this is a way that people will come to one place, and we're having an audiobook expert, and I'll be working with people on marketing and editing, and we're going to do talk your book sessions in the mornings, and the afternoons will be dedicated to tours around Dublin and writing related things and fun, an author pub crawl, and the trip is all inclusive and it's at a first class hotel, and it should be a great time. So that's what we're doing April 1st through 9th.
If somebody wants to find you, Jenny, how would they do that?
Merrimackmedia.com, MerrimackMedia.com.
Wonderful. Rich, you're going to continue to look at her website, right?
Yeah, I check it out.
Yeah, you're a stalker.
I liked it, Okay. Well, not a stalker, just preparing for the interview.
Jenny, thanks for being on the show again. We know you're going to come back again.
Thank you.
Send some authors, too. We always like authors.
I will do that. This was a pleasure. Thank you so much. You guys are funny as ever.
Thank you. I think she's talking about you.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris. My name is Jeffrey Davis.
The non-funny one is Jeffrey Davis.
That's right. The funny one and smart and good-looking and tall one is Rich Hershen, and a lot younger and more hair.
Not much.
It's like six out of... Still, that's like 6 out of 6 for you. And we've been speaking with Jenny Hudson. Great time. And thanks to our friends at Gray, Gray & Gray. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.